Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. US. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now we're in the process of switching over our website to a brand new mobile-friendly site with lots of information for you to check out. So be on the lookout for that. Again, go to mvpinsure.us to stay updated with our new site. All right, now 4th of July is coming up on Saturday here. If you're listening to this podcast before the holiday, got some interesting article from radio.com with some alternatives for the fireworks. I don't know where you live, but where we live, basically all of the major fireworks shows have been canceled. All of the parades have been canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic that is happening around the country and around the world. So I thought I'd come up with some alternatives, or look to find to see if there were some alternatives to fireworks this year that you can enjoy with your family to keep your family safe. And on radio.com, I did find an article with just a few different ideas on alternatives for celebrating the 4th of July at home. And now you can go to our website, mvpinsure.us. The middle, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. You can go ahead and click on that, and it'll bring you over to today's podcast. If you happen to miss it, that's okay. Upper right-hand side of the web page, you just type in fireworks alternatives, and you'll find the blog post for today and the article at radio.com that I suggest you go and check out, because I'm only going to share a couple of their tips here. The first one they have here is backyard sports competition. It's been a long few months without sports, but you can fill the void by turning your backyard into a field for a little friendly competition. And you can split up into teams and play some volleyball, badminton, cornhole, capture the flag, and more. You can even reward the winning team with fun prizes. One that I might suggest too is, it still can be done on short notice, all you need is about a day or so, is come up with a road rally. My family used to do those. Extended family used to do those in years past, and basically what they would do is we would have a list of directions with different clues and stuff like that. You got to look for this, got to look for that, and then at each area you had to do something. You had to take a picture of something, you had to take a video of something, you got extra points for doing certain things, answering trivia questions about the particular area, and it all led right back to the house. And the winner was crowned king of the road rally and usually got like a $5 gift card to one of the local gas stations. It was a lot of fun. You can go online and look for links on how to create a road rally for yourself. It was a lot of fun. I hope to do that again after the pandemic is all done. Our extended family, unfortunately, has some health issues, so they really can't gather together with family at this point in time. So, road rally. think of like Cannonball Run kind of thing, you know. Obviously being safe, following all traffic and speed and everything like that. But it's been a lot of, it had been a lot of fun doing road rallies, so certainly look forward to doing that. Another one they have here is set up a s'mores station. Now, I know the traditional s'mores is graham crackers, Hershey's milk chocolate, and a toasted marshmallow. Well, if you're on Facebook or any other social media, you'll see that there are many, many ways to spice up and snazz up your s'mores. So be crafty. Use different types of flavored crackers, different types of chocolate, flavored marshmallows, maybe adding fruit like bananas or strawberries. Just be creative. And maybe have a competition on who could make the best s'more creation. Very easy to do and a lot of fun, and I'm sure the kids would absolutely love it. Last one I want to share with you is camping in your backyard. Now, I know in my area, a lot of the campgrounds are open, but they've been booked solid. There's no way that you're going to be able to get a campsite anywhere over the 4th of July weekend. But hey, why don't you camp out in your own backyard? Set up a tent. If you've got a fire pit or are allowed to have a fire pit, go ahead and grab one. You know, if you're allowed to have a grill or something like that, get yourself a little small hibachi grill. You know, $10 at Walmart. Set that up and get some sticks and some s'mores and just have a good old time. Tell ghost stories. Just try to make it traditional. You know, put away the social media. Put away the cell phones and tablets and everything like that. Just kind of quote unquote rough it in your own backyard. You know, you got access to a bathroom. You got access to a shower, which is nice. You got the comforts of home, but you're in your own backyard and you're quote unquote roughing it. So why don't you do that? Camp in your backyard. Make some memories. Have some fun. So, yeah, also, I'm on this podcast page that I'm going to put on there. I'm going to put links to some of our previous podcasts over the years that we did for 4th of July, especially when it comes to fireworks safety and also pets and fireworks. I know my pets are getting real anxious. We've got neighbors that like to fire off fireworks at you know, midnight. Really, really is skittish to them. So I'll have a link to the article about that. So I hope you guys have a very safe 4th of July holiday. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on our desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And again, our website is being updated. It should be ready to launch here within the next 2 weeks from what I'm being told. So I'm really excited to get that up and running so you can see a much sleeker, cleaner, and functional website. So I'm really excited to share that with you. Our email, as always, is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. And that's going to do it for this week. Again, I'm Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe week, a very good holiday, and enjoy your time with your friends and family. Take care.